We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Karen, don't you get home from the bar last night? And you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Karen, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Karen. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Karen.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and I am here with my favorite gay boyfriend on the face of the earth, in the universe, and all that good stuff, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Yay for me!
Yay!
And yay for you. Hi, Dr. Kat.
Don't you feel special?
I do.
You should.
My tiara makes me feel special, too.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It's so sparkly. It really brings out the sparkles in your eyes.
There you go. It's actually blinding, so people can't really see my features.
Definitely softens up the face
right,
a little bit.
It's like Vaseline on the lens.
Right. Oh, my gosh. This week, we're getting a new iTunes tile, you know, like the little logo tile.
Yes.
And our producer put it together, and it's actually got Ross and I on it now. It's not just me. So it takes the pressure off.
There you go.
But it's a cartoon, you know. It's kind of like an avatar of the both of us. I personally think I look like a drag queen in it.
No.
I think I do. I think because the features are too softened. I've got like this huge flat nose and like cheeks with no discernible.
You do look a lot like Terrence Stamp from Priscilla Queen.
Oh my God. See, I knew it.
Without the wrinkles.
And the thing is.
And way prettier.
Oh, thanks.
And more girly.
Right, there are
in
no.
In a mannish sort of way.
Oh, no, thank you.
I think you look like a drag queen.
I think I do. But and don't get me wrong, I love me some drag queens.
Yes,
drag queens
do.
Make me happy.
Yes.
But I don't know that I want to look like a
to the world
queen. Yes.
Embrace it, lady. Embrace it.
I don't know if that's going to get me any more drag followers, but you know, but anyway, and I think you look lovely in it. I think they've got your little flavor saver and everything perfectly.
Yeah, the wrinkles are gone except for the deep chasms in my forehead, but I was like, okay, whatever.
My husband was like, yeah, what's up with the forehead wrinkles? It's like, at least he got a couple wrinkles on his face. I'm just like flat face.
It's because I photoshopped all the other ones out. They had nothing else to glom onto.
That's right. We had to have a Photoshop competition because I was like, oh, we just put our pictures up, and then Ross comes back, oh, I'm good. I just photoshopped mine. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That if you're gonna Photoshop, I'm gonna have to Photoshop.
Turn this mic off right now. You are giving away. You are telling out of tale.
We don't look a day over 26, Ross.
Exactly.
Us and Kim Kardashian. Oh wait, no, she's 30 now.
Ooh.
Did you hear she almost had like a mental meltdown over turning 30?
No.
The poor girl.
Yeah, whatever. Who?
She threw like a little fit at her birthday and everything.
Right. Who?
Who? Anyway, want us to answer your question? That's actually why we're here, to answer questions. You can call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at kat@drkat.com.
Yay. So, we are going to talk about Cameron Diaz, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she's been in the news as much as of late, actually.
Right. You know why? It's because she's got a movie coming out.
Right. So, okay, so she's been... Have you seen her biceps, though, lately, by the way? She and Madonna, like, are on the same workout.
Oh,
like,
really?
Plan.
Maybe they have the same trainer.
They might, because they're like man biceps.
Okay.
Impressive.
Except, you know what? I actually sat next to her in a restaurant once when
you did?
In L.A. Yeah. And lovely girl, bad skin.
Really?
I don't think it's a big secret. You know,
maybe
whatever,
she'll be the next Proactiv girl, along with Katy Perry and Justin Bieber.
Right. Apparently it works.
I used Proactiv, actually, except my problem with it is that they used to get you on that subscription model where hell or high water, they'd send you like a brand new thing every 30 days. And I'm like, I'm not even halfway done yet.
Like the CDs in the mail.
That, yes. So I had to cancel, and then trying to cancel, they were like, you know, cock block me. They're like, no, we're going to continue sending you stuff. It was crazy.
So this is the thing that I'm thinking that there's a huge missed opportunity as the tagline for Proactiv because they keep getting all these stars. Like Vanessa Williams did it and Katy Perry. Why not? Katy Perry. Would I be using this? Would I be on this commercial if it didn't work?
Right,
I mean,
true.
Seriously.
It's true. I mean, granted, you know,
the paycheck,
they pay
right.
some money. But it's just like, who really? Because they do. They show those before pictures. Like, here I am with all my acne.
Although, you know, the paychecks must be hefty because now Whoopi Goldberg. Have you seen her?
No.
On the like the little pee pads?
No.
Yeah. You know, like the bad doggies sit, you know, pee on the pad in your living room kind of thing? They have them apparently now for women. for like bladder control or whatever.
It's they the ones that look like underwear?
No, it's not a
pads?
Diaper. It's only it's just like the you know, like you laugh and a little bit comes out. It's
well,
for that.
Trust me, having been pregnant last year and delivered, still right. during jumping jacks, when during my little boot camp, you know, because Ross and I go to boot camp together.
Yes.
And I can't do a full jumping jack for more than like 30 seconds.
You
still.
Need these purses or whatever they're called. Pee pocket or I don't know.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm good. And, by the way, I am doing my Kegels. It has nothing to do with the Kegels for me. It's just taking a while to come back.
It'll all
But pee pad, what?
I don't know. But my thing is like, how much do they cost? Can I go to the store, the pet store and buy those little pee pads and cut them up and stick them in my underwear and save, you know, $20?
That's probably interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's totally crazy. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But anyway, so Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
So she came out. This one didn't come out. She was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Saying how she loves porn.
Yes. Don't they drink before and during that show? Doesn't he have a bar there?
If not, they should.
Yeah, well, I think they do, and that's why everyone's like, I love porn! Give me another scotch.
And then, yeah, another drink.
So it's like, you know, we love people who embrace porn.
We do.
And, you know, she says that she digs it, and it was, she actually apparently spends lots of time in hotels.
Understandably, you know.
Because she digs the way that they discreetly bill your... Your credit card with the you know, like Dirty Ranch Boys.
Right. Ooh, that sounds like a good title. I'll have to check that out. No, it's funny. It makes me, I remember a few years ago, a quote from David Duchovny kind of saying the same thing,
mm-hmm.
that when he travels around, it's all about kind of whatever good porn he can find at the hotels.
Right.
Which, granted, he's had a different sort of ending to that, but, you know.
Maybe they'll see each other. Maybe they'll run into each other at the next Sex Addiction Anonymous meeting or whatever. Because she goes on to say, right, or apparently, I guess she, in Playboy last year.
Right.
They quote her as saying, you know, she loves traveling for cock.
You gotta love
apparently,
that.
Apparently, in the Ramada Inns around the country, oh who discreetly bill her.
Right. And then, you know, and the whole Justin Timberlake thing, you know, too. It's just like, you know.
So, you know, it's all, you know, again, I have to, the little cynic in me, it's like, so she's, of course, hyping her new movie called Bad Teacher, who smokes pot and gets lathered up in a car wash in her Daisy Dukes,
right.
you know. It's and she just happens to come out with all these bad girl things. I love, same with
That's
David
true.
Cunningham, right? Right.
Yes.
Californication.
Yep.
The ratings are so. So I'm a sex addict.
What?
Woo! You know, it's like through the roof, you know. So.
Oh, speaking of which, kind of on a related note, we were talking about Charlie Sheen and stuff before, too.
Uh-huh.
I heard 2.5 Men got canceled finally. Is
well,
that true?
So here's the thing. Apparently they just canceled the rest of this season.
Interesting.
But now he's thrown down the gauntlet, right? Chuck Lorre, who's the producer,
right?
writer,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. He's
I
like,
knew you'd know this.
I'm not returning if he's back on the, you know, with the show or whatever. I'm thinking, talk about the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, that's bad,
yeah,
bad
the
news.
The highest paid actor in television. And the more crap that he pulls, the higher his ratings go up.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It kind of makes me gag a little.
Maybe Obama needs a sex tape.
You know, maybe he does.
There you go.
And actually, he's one of those presidents, like he and Clinton. Like, I actually wouldn't mind seeing it.
Actually, and it should be with rockin' sex with Michelle.
Right.
That's the scandal. It's with a sex tape
with his
wife.
Which is, yeah, definitely there needs to be more of that in general. And somebody else who has nice biceps.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does. She's got those guns.
She does. It's impressive.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I'm like, you and me both, sister. Oh, wait. Brother. So, you have questions. We have answers. You can call us, 213-270-1968, or email us, drcat.com.
Okay. First question is from Jeff. Jeff asks, can males do damage by inserting toys into their anus? I used to do this a lot, but stopped because of several scares. Once I was very well lubed up and inserted a ping pong ball.
Oof.
It was the most intense orgasm ever, and I honestly shot over 6 feet. However, I had a really hard time forcing the ping pong ball out.
Really?
Fortunately, I was able to by sitting on the toilet, but it was tough.
I believe it.
Yeah. Also, another time I had a microscopic amount of blood in my urine after several tests and some type of scope down my penis, or
Ooh.
Up your penis.
You might have liked that, though.
I was told it was just an infection and it cleared up with the antibiotics. Question. Here's the question.
Okay.
I usually wash toys with soap after use. Is that good enough? Is it safe practice? I never forced objects or things that hurt and was always well lubed. Thanks.
So the ping pong ball reference.
I think he just wanted us to talk about someone shoving a ping pong ball up their ass. Because there's like
here's
the
your
story.
Air time.
This one's
Jeff.
Summer when I was 12 at band camp. Oh, and here's the question.
You right. know? Like, he just wanted, yeah, the ping pong ball reference, which again also reminds me of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Exactly. But when he said shot over 6 feet, what, the ping pong ball? But no, apparently not, because that got stuck up his ass.
Right, yeah, right. He had a hard time getting that out.
Exactly. So Jeff, you know, never put anything up your ass unless it has a handle or a string.
Thank you very much. Okay. That is exactly the advice that we need to give him. If you cannot retrieve it easily, meaning that there is, and the whole point of not using inanimate, like, everyday objects, which some people, there's the whole taboo thing with that, and that's what they
right.
want to do.
I'm going to sit on this light bulb.
Just buy a fucking sex toy that is designed for this sort of thing.
Or go to the grocery store and get a freaking, you know, zucchini or something long enough.
Yeah, but still. No.
Even then,
you know what? That sometimes people get that suction going.
All right, exactly.
And I'm sorry, and if, yeah, it happens.
Right.
You might be baking some zucchini bread. Like, that is not going to happen.
Oh, that'll go with my yeast infection.
Oh, yay! Oh, it's a whole bakery.
There you go.
Baked so, fresh, damn.
We digress.
We do. So, yes, back to the question. So, well, and the whole thing, too, about the, like, urine and his, you know, the blood in his urine thing.
Then TMI, whatever.
Well, no, and I was wondering, like, is he inserting stuff up his urethra, too? Because some guys do that as well.
No, you can't. I mean, I think you can get traced. You know, obviously he had some little bit of infection that has nothing to do with his question, which is about washing your toys after use. And yes, soap and water is generally enough. I mean, you should want to use hot water and maybe an antibacterial soap.
Correct. And if you want to go one step further, there are actually like sex toy cleaning soaps.
Oh, is that like the stuff at the barber that you put your combs in?
Kind of, but a little more attractive.
Right. Doesn't smell like formaldehyde.
Yeah, let's hope not. Nor just the thought of like used combs floating in blue liquid does not work for me.
My dildo smells like Uncle Vino. Or Vito.
Brill cream.
There you go.
Remember Brill cream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That makes me sound old.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you want, you can go to adamandeve.com and they do have under their like novelty section, which it's not really a novelty, but it's a sex toy cleaning solution because it also helps maintain whatever material, like you're using whatever sex toy.
Right.
It helps maintain that too. And there are other sex toys too, which you have to read the labels and everything, but you can actually even put them in the dishwasher.
Oh, there you go.
To get sanitized.
Right. The thing is, you don't want to clean it. You want to make sure it's dry, absolutely dry, before you put it away if you're putting it in a container. And then also, don't take, you know, 5-10 minutes to clean your toy and then throw them in your dirty, dusty
You know
drawer.
You do it. You know you do it. Or just not clean it at all.
Right. You like go to get it and there's a penny sticking to it. It's
oh my
like,
God.
Oh, just fling it off.
You know? Or the Kleenex that's totally just, you started cleaning it with just the clean and it's just dried to it. That's lovely.
Right.
But that also inhibits your ability to use them quickly for the next time. You know, the whole thing about, we talked about either buying one of those little love sacks to put the sugar sacks to put them in or, you know, cleaning them and then putting Saran wrap around them. I mean, you want to be able to use these usually in kind of a quick manner, and you don't want to have to rewash things a million times.
Right, right. Keep stroking yourself while I go and scrub this off.
You know? That's always attractive. But so anyway, the anal insertings, that can be totally safe, but you just have to be able to, you know your limits and have a good way to retrieve. So I would say, personally, if you can get away from the inanimate objects completely, do that. Buy some sex toys where you can go to the anal toys thing on Adam and Eve. And all of those are designed to be retrievable.
Exactly. They either have a handle or big honking balls that are going to stop at your butt.
That is right. And who doesn't want that?
Me. Oh, I do. I do. I mean, I do. Okay, we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, adamandeve.com.
Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
Our next question is from Andy. Andy asks, what is the best way for a guy to shave his pubic area? I've tried various methods, but what do you recommend? I like the shaved feel and look, but get nervous using a razor down there, especially around my hairy balls. I've tried Nair, but it seems to burn, and the area is very sore and tender afterwards. Also, how can I convince my wife to shave her pubic area? She's very hesitant to try it.
Okay, this guy's like the Homer Simpson of, like, I'm just going to try anything. Here, let's put it in there. Okay, Andy, sorry. I don't mean to, but yeah. You know, the thing is, obviously, you don't read labels because Nair even tells you do not use it near your crotch,
genitals,
anything that has mucous membranes generally.
Yes, yes. Which tend to be very sensitive, so anytime there's something that involves random chemicals...
Right.
Not a good mix.
Yeah. So a couple of things, right? What is the best way or what way do we recommend? You know, it's whatever works for you. I mean, I guess maybe the best way is Kathy Griffin, right?
Yes.
On her show, she went and she got it. You can get it waxed.
Yes,
you can
true.
Go. You can have it done for you. That's probably the best way. You're getting it done by professionals.
Yes.
They're using lovely warmed wax.
Right.
It's kind of a little shock when, you know, it first comes off.
But
I
you
imagine.
May end up liking it. You have to try it.
Exactly.
And see.
So, you know, I would imagine waxing is probably one of the, by a professional, is probably
yes.
one of the best ways.
Yeah, because the one time I tried to wax myself, I looked like I was raped.
Yeah.
It was not pretty. It was like totally bruised. It was not good.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
So go to a professional. You're
right.
Absolutely right.
So, and then around the balls, yeah, you know, again, you know, I don't recommend it, but Craigslist, like, someone will do it for free.
That's probably true, although he would need to negotiate that with the wife.
There you go.
Let's be upfront. But yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you're using, number one, I would say also use... A fresh razor.
Fresh razor, safety razor.
Yes.
You know,
there are a couple other suggestions that come to mind about a few years ago, I'd interviewed some porn stars about how they shave.
Okay.
And other suggestions, they almost always, by the way, for women, used male razors because they tend to get a little closer shave that
okay.
way. Also, apply warm water. First.
Oh, yeah. Just like shaving a beard. It's
exactly.
like you want to soften the follicle. And
even put some conditioner
oh.
on the hair ahead of time. So,
gee, your balls smell terrific.
Or you could just, yeah, you just have a luxurious ball hair
right.
suddenly.
Your ball sack is so pert.
Ooh, I like it. But just that helps to soften the hair follicle, too, with the warm water.
Right.
So trying that as well. And you're right. It sounds like he's tried various methods, but... Usually, once you've tried one or two, you'll find
the one that works for you.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's trying a couple different razors, some guys just like to do the close trim with the electric razors.
Yep.
So,
and here's another thing: is like, so as I'm thinking here, you know. Suck it up, save up, and go to a professional and see how they do it, either
sure.
with a waxing or a shaving, and watch intensely and take notes in your head, and then maybe try it yourself. But see how a professional does it too, if you like the results,
right.
and then maybe try to duplicate that at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, the whole convincing the wife,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. give her a gift certificate to wherever you're going and see if she bites.
It's true. You know, who knows why she's hesitant? You didn't really mention that. I don't know if it's maybe she just feels a little self-conscious about it, or maybe she's not thrilled about the idea of having too much razor, you know, action
right.
down
or,
there.
God, what is it? Like, I mean... I've shaved my chest one. I don't have a lot of hair, but when, mm-hmm. you know, it comes back. It's like, who the hell wants that, you know, stubble crap, like, poking through down there?
But there's a method, though. There's a method. Like, I've had one way I've shaved for, like, 7 years now.
Okay.
That it's not completely bare, but it's, like, my method.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And once you start doing it, like, takes me 2 minutes and, you know,
okay.
blah, blah, blah. You know, it just, you have to find kind of what works for you. And so I think if she's willing to experiment, then great. You're right. Do the gift certificate thing. You could always, you know, for fun, like if you're in the shower one time, you know, make sure you're paying attention and, you know.
Right.
You know, be very gentle with one another. But see if she's up for that. And ultimately, if she's just not into it, she's just not into it. But, you know,
and maybe start, because, you know, shaving is, I guess, different than clipping. Maybe,
yes.
you know, maybe start with, hey, honey, have you ever tried, let's see if we clip it down as opposed to, like, you know, baby soft, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so, and, you know, just see what it's like trimmed at
right.
first. And then
that's
maybe...
true. Kind of work her into it. And it reminds me of, like, the Jenna Jameson thing a couple years ago. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
She had a shaving kit. I think she actually had an infomercial for it for a while, but where you could shave into different patterns.
Oh.
She actually had little patterns you could apply that would help you, you know, shave your pubic hair into them.
A big do not enter sign.
Yeah, I don't know that that was one of them. Hearts, yeah,
probably,
you know, maybe
not, right?
Flowers. I don't know. But anyway, if that seems like a little more fun and novel, I think they're still out there, and you can check Adam and Eve for it. I'm not sure if they carry that particular thing. But
television.
Right.
Shape of a television. That'd get the guy's attention. Woohoo! Right. Beer bottle.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Yeah, might be the option there. We'll see. You have questions. We have answers. You can email us at cat@drcat.com.
This question's from Tim. My wife and I have been married for 30 years. I'm looking for new ways to satisfy her. She says she's very happy. I continue to read about women having whole body orgasms and ejaculating. Is there something I can do to help her experience this?
Now, Ross, this is not just a squirting question. So, you know, rest assured,
we're not just going to talk about squirting. Okay.
It's all about the squirting for some people.
Okay.
He does ask about female ejaculation, and that does have to do with that, which that means, again, we'll cover that really briefly. That's about targeting the G-spot for her.
Okay.
I suggest getting a G-spot toy. You can get one from Adam and Eve. There's tons of them. You just need to find one that you like.
Right.
And stimulate her with that. You want to stimulate her beyond the point of she's going to feel like she has to urinate a little bit. If she can kind of make it through that sensation,
mm-hmm.
that's usually when the G-spot orgasm happens.
Oh, okay.
But the whole body orgasm is kind of a whole other trajectory.
Like whole wheat bread.
It's the whole, exactly. Holistic approach. And that actually, a lot of people ask about that in relationship to Tantra.
Oh, okay.
So usually, and people can achieve that through, there are different ways to do it, but through like breath work and like some basic tantric exercises.
Okay, that sounds good. Of course, in this society, I'm like, who can wait?
I want it now. But that's the thing. That's a good point. It's usually not like a quickie sort of thing. It's like it involves some prep and connection and, you know, really develop. And she may not have even the G-spot thing. She could probably have a G-spot orgasm the first time she tried that. But it might take two or three times to get used to the sensation and give it a shot. The whole body orgasm thing really has more to do with kind of your energetic connection with one another and the breath work and kind of more drawn out foreplay and
so and let me ask
stuff.
Is a whole body orgasm getting a little here, let me put my glasses on. is that something that every woman can achieve? Is it something that's scientifically proven that there is such a thing, or is it just like, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, that was an orgasm, or oh my God, what an orgasm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I think it's a matter of definition. It's definitely not a clinical term. So that's actually a really great question. It has to do with kind of the increased intensity of an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people who experience whole body or tantric orgasms, they do report back. It's a matter of like individual how they report that they experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
That they tend to be more intense. They tend to involve like more muscle rigidity through the body, you know what I mean, through orgasm. They tend to last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fairly subjective term.
Gotcha.
So you would just have to kind of experiment.
Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take, straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
Well, speaking of experimenting, the gay take, straight take toy of the week.
Woohoo. Shock therapy. You picked this.
I did.
Shock therapy electro sex kit.
For the shock value.
And that's why you picked it for the
yeah,
shock value.
I did. I wanted to mix it up a little bit. You know.
So I saw the picture on the thing on the website. Now, of course,
on AdamandEve.com.
Yeah, I don't want to bite the hand that feeds us.
They are our sponsors.
but okay, so I had number one. It looks
yes.
like a it looks like naughty nurse in like some emergency room with the EKG pads on him. So you have this guy in these little skimpy underwear in a ripped body. Thank you very much.
Well, that can't hurt.
But the one thing that, you know, I am not into electro play, but I do have a sort of a slight understanding about
yes.
it. And the one thing that I had always heard of is that you never want to cross the heart.
Right.
With it, you know, and the picture on there has it right across, you know, on either side of his, you know, on either side of his chest. And my first thought is, oh, is that safe or dangerous, or maybe it's not enough, maybe there's not enough energy going through to
oh right yeah they're right on his nipples
yeah to
and I have to admit I've seen a decent amount electro play, like at sex clubs and things like that, where they do a lot of nipple stuff, so I'm thinking that it must that that the current must not be enough.
Okay.
I mean, granted, if you got a pacemaker or something like that,
well,
I wouldn't even get close
exactly
to it.
That's exactly it, you know. And it also reminds me of one of those things where it's like, wait a minute. Remember the infomercials mm-hmm. where you can have like rock hard abs like the guy in this picture by electrostimulating
them? Oh my God,
them?
Did you ever try that? That is the freakiest thing
no,
ever.
But basically, now that it's sitting in your closet collecting dust, just take it out and move it down your crotch and your nipples and woohoo!
Right, I would start out slow with the play.
Right. And watch crossing. You know, there's something about you don't want to cross the heart with it. You know.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a warning here on the side. I will probably double check right. all that just to be sure.
Or if you're really hard up, you can always lick a battery.
Ooh, God. yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, my husband was talking about when he was in Japan before, he had been to, well, you know, because the bathhouses.
I know what happens in Japan.
You do?
No.
Well, you know, there's basically like family bathhouses and things like that that you can go to. It's not just like
Bangkok.
Yeah, well, family, though. They're like family sections.
Okay.
But anyway, he said really interestingly that some of them actually had like little electro play areas within like even the family bathhouses that people would just do it just to play with the sensation, that it wasn't just sexually.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know,
right.
that even if you just wanted to try it out. The thing with this is that there are like 10 settings. You can start out really low. I have to admit, there was a time where I went to a sex conference, and then that night we all went to a sex club together as our little field trip.
Okay. Oh my God.
I should take you on one of these at some point.
Okay.
They're actually really fun. But so
either that or it'll kill the thing that the experience of sex clubbing.
That might do it right. for you. But they had a little.
Ross, where's your pen and paper?
That's true. It's a little political. But they had a little sample potpourri room set up for us.
What?
Yeah, it was really fun, actually. But I had the little electro play thing. They did it on my forearm because that's what I was.
Oh, potpourri. I thought you meant this one's like, you know, smells like cum. This one smells like piss. This one smells musky ball.
No. So, but basically, it was just like, oh, you know, you can just, you know, they had like a little foot fetish section.
Well, I went to a masseur once who put, you know, I had a knot in my back and he put a little electrode on it. It was
right.
crazy and it made my knot twitch, you know?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
really weird.
So, what I'm saying is that I didn't think I'd like it at all, but on a low setting, like, I could kind of see. You know, how that would be interesting.
Okay.
I don't know about hooking it up to my clit or anything, but I'm not saying that. But it might be worth people just to branch out and try something new.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today and for listening in. And thank you for subscribing to our podcast. And if you have any questions you'd like to submit to us, please go to drcat.com. And also, if you get a chance, please rate and review the podcast.
Yeah, everyone's a critic. So let us know what you think. Thumbs up, thumbs down, 5 stars, 1 star, hopefully 5 stars. And I always encourage you, please let us know what's working for you and what isn't.
You got it. Thanks for being here.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.